In this crazy world that we are living in, sometimes all you need is a shot of sanity. Welcome to the show. I'm Aaron Atide, and I'll be your bartender for the evening.
Welcome, everybody, to another brand new episode of Shot of Sanity with me, Aaron Atide. You got Joy Spring joining us again. How are you doing, Parts? Where are you in the world? This is a different background that I'm seeing. Of course, people don't see it, but I do. But where are you?
I am in the south of Luzon. I live in the south now. So my husband and I just moved houses, and we literally did it in just 3 to 4 days. We emptied our condo, got the new house in like a week, and then we emptied our condo, we moved in, and now we're settled here. We've been settled here for maybe 3 days. I was kind of MIA for a week, you probably noticed.
Yes,
but now
definitely.
I'm back, and yeah, I've moved to this apartment.
How does it feel to be a homeowner?
It's weird. We're renting. So
okay.
We didn't buy the house yet, but because we wanted to, you know, feel it out and see if we really wanted to buy a house and if it's okay with, like, why don't you also ask me if it's okay with me to live in the south, because, you know, he's lived in the south his whole life, and this is not Alabang South, guys.
No,
this is south though we're talking about.
Yes, that is the south.
So you wanted
of the
me
south.
To test it out first. Yes, exactly. This is the chillest of all chill, pare.
Yeah, pare. Sobrang from the
ang chill dito. It's from the south, pare. It's just so chill, eh? And it's like there's nature everywhere, pare. And like if you like bike trails, pare, there's like bike trails everywhere, and then the trees, pare. It gives great shade.
Hindi talaga bagay. I wonder what it's like to look out your window and, like, what's the air smell like?
Parts, I kid you not. I woke up the first day, my first night, the next day I woke up and I was like, is that a bird song? Like, birds were chirping and singing, and, like, I stepped out and I was like, is this breeze? Like, there's actual trees around me and breeze. Oh, and like at night, merong kuliglig parts.
Like, what? Like
you,
a real
you step
kuliglig.
Out of the house, like a real kuliglig. Like you don't have to play it from your Spotify, pare, ha? Like it's real. If you need nature sounds, you just open your window and then you can. And then it's cold even if you don't have aircon on. It's crazy. Like, wow. This is how all human beings should live, with space and nature in the background, and it's a breath, literal breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I can see that, you know, that is something that a lot of people are going for now, because I have a lot of friends as well that are moving and, you know, they're trying to get further away from Metro Manila. How is this affecting work, though? I'm sorry if I'm really interested in this, because, I mean, we haven't talked in a while since, like you said, you've been MIA. I mean, what about work? How is that going to do?
Well, honestly, because of, like, everything, because of the roads that we have and all the highways, it's not so hard to travel to Manila. So it literally takes, like, Wancho did unang hirit yesterday, and his unang hirit was in BGC. It took him literally just 32 minutes. He timed it. 32 minutes to get from where we are to BGC. And that was, like, 7 a.m. It wasn't, like, 4 a.m., 7 a.m. he had to be there.
Wow.
So it's not so bad. And anytime, like, Wancho texts me that, you know, he's on the way home. He came from Antipolo today, and it took him maybe an hour to get home. That was it.
From Antipolo?
From Antipolo. I'm not
Did
even
Did he have,
kidding.
Like, a freaking jetpack or something like that? What roads are these? Why don't I know these roads?
You know what parts? The only traffic part kasi is Manila. And then once you get to SLEX, and then mag-Skyway ka, and then the other highways that lead to where we live, it's so easy and it's so quick. So it's not so bad. Plus, we have so many events and work online, so it's not really a big deal.
Oh my goodness. I'm so happy for you. Look at you living
Thanks.
In a house.
Yes.
You haven't lived in a house in a while.
I have not lived in a house in a while. That's right. Probably 5 years. Yeah, probably.
I bet the dogs are happy.
The dogs are happy, and we live right in front of the park.
Oh,
so we
can
just
awesome.
Let them go, and they just run around. So I highly, highly advise you guys to try and check out living outside of Metro Manila. It doesn't have to be in the South, although I have my personal biases towards the South. It's a really nice place to live in. But more than anything, I think the lesson here, parts, is the quality of life that you live has to be something that you set up for yourself and that you make a decision out of. Because as adults, it's so hard to just make these big decisions at the moment, but when you actually think about and be really future focused, and you know, we were thinking about, you know, when we do have kids, when because of the dogs that we have, we want to have a space where they could run around and grow and not think about being so congested in the world and the place that we live in. So it's a really nice decision that we've made. So come to the South, parts. I've been trying to convince you to come visit.
I'm down. I'm totally down. Nice, nice. I on the other hand have not moved to houses or anything like that. Still in the same house. But you know, my entire life was consumed by that U.S. elections. I'm so happy that it is over. Whether you were for or against whoever won or lost, I'm just happy that it's done. And it was funny because I was looking at how people were reacting online, and there were a lot of Filipinos that were saying, oh, you know, if you're not a U.S. citizen, you can't say anything, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, wait a minute, that's not the case. That, I mean, if it was the presidency of Turkey or something like that, then I think that we can, you know, take our feet off the gas pedal and, you know, wait for the results and not really care about it. But if you were consumed by the entire election process, it's because this is the most coveted and the most powerful man or woman in the world was up for grabs. And if that does not affect you, and if that does not make you want to watch what was going on, because how that will affect you or anyone around the world, then you are being delusional, because it does affect us. And I'm happy that it is over. I'm happy that a lot of like doom scrolling is done. There's not a lot of refreshing anymore, trying to see if, you know, who is winning in Clark County in Nevada with how many estimated votes. I'm just happy that that is done. So and now I can rest. So that's how my week went, and that's why this is what I wanted to talk about today. And it's a great jump off point because of what's been going on with Joyce. One thing that a lot of people don't really, I guess, give weight to is that, I mean, here on the show, we like to talk about things that people that are getting older and getting further in their life have to do. One big thing is something that Joyce just did. Part of adulting is making big decisions. When you were younger, your life is more all of the smaller decisions because somebody else makes those big decisions for you. And every year that goes by, every day that goes by, every month, your decisions become bigger and bigger because of the weight that it has on your life. Joyce, would you agree with me on that? That the older you get, the more, I guess, the heavier the decisions are in your life.
Definitely. Also because there are so many other things at stake when you're older. When you're younger, you have a lot of time to make mistakes. You have a lot of time to learn and to grow. You don't have a lot of responsibility. You don't have a lot of responsibility towards other people. But when you're older, you build more serious relationships. You build more serious commitments. And so there are a lot of things in line. So it's harder and more difficult to make decisions. So yeah, I super agree with you.
Yeah, and I like that you touched on one of the points there, because I think that the bigger the decision, the more variables there are. There are more things that you need to take into account, regardless of what the, you know, the decision is, if it's for or against something, if it's to do something or not to do something, it's to do this or to do that. So my question, and I guess this is going to be a little bit more free-flowing, and it's not going to be more like one of the more structured conversations is, I mean, when you were deciding to move out of Metro Manila, a place that you have a lot of comfort in, where you have spent pretty much the entirety of your life, except for the time that you were living in England, you know, what was your thought process like when you were making this choice?
Ba't ko ba 'to ginagawa?
That's a good question. That is a very valid, good question.
right? Ano ba itong pinasok ko? Ba't ko ba ito ginagawa sa sarili ko? No, but it's true. I think the first thing that you have to realize whenever there's a big decision that you need to make is you have to ask yourself, why do you need to make this decision? Is this decision a necessary decision that you have to make? Or is it something that you're just doing to complicate your life? Like, for example, finding a partner and finding a husband or a wife, right? You don't have to go out there and find a husband or a wife if you only want companionship. So if the answer to your why of looking for a partner is companionship, then get a dog or get a friend. You know, have a friend that you could really could count on. So I think asking why you're making that decision, and if it's a decision that you need to make, like you absolutely need to make, is the most important thing that you have to first do. And that's what Wancha and I talked about. Our big why was we didn't want to live in a condo anymore. We lived in a really nice neighborhood, in a really nice condo, but it didn't have enough space for the both of us and our two dogs. It didn't have enough space for the future family that we've been planning for and praying for in the past year that we've been married. And also, it didn't serve the lifestyle that we currently have, because I used to be always out. Wancha used to be always out shooting and going on tapings. And now we don't do that anymore. Like, I don't travel anymore. I'm always at home. So we needed the space that could actually cater to the lifestyle and the necessities of the season that we were currently in. So I think that's super important. How about you, Parts? I mean, I remember when we were younger. Wow, when we were younger.
Wow.
But when we were, but it's true. When we were much younger, you had a big decision that you need to make, which was, it was either you were going to buy a nice new car because you had a lot of money saved up, or you could buy your own house. What was the deciding factor, and how did you make that kind of decision?
See, to take this whole Ted Mosby thing to a whole new level, I really am like a yellow pad, write down pros and cons of every single thing and all the factors, because I'm very visual when it comes to that. I need to see, like, okay, if I do this, this is what's going to happen, yada, 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 or this is what could happen, yada, yada, yada. And you know me, I am such an analysis freak. Like, I am such a person that has, to the extent that I have analysis paralysis at times, where I just want to analyze things, whether it goes this way or that way, and then I end up not doing anything at all, and then the whole opportunity passes me, and then I'm just sitting there like, man, I should have made a decision, and my analysis paralysis hits me that way. But I think that the scary thing when it comes to making decisions, and when I was making that decision whether I was going to get a house or I was going to get a car, is that whenever you're making a big decision, it always feels like it's the biggest decision of your life. Whether it is to move, whether it is to buy a car, whether it is to go on a date with someone, whether it is to have a kid, you know, it always feels like in that moment, every single big decision that you have is the biggest decision of your life. And that's when more pressure is put upon yourself to make the correct assumption. Now, the thing is, it's not necessarily the right way to do it. Sometimes it's not the biggest decision in your life. Sometimes it's just, you know, just a decision that needs to be made that will have an effect on your life, but it's not the biggest one that is on the table. It is just the one that is right in front of you at that time. Now, there's a good thing and a bad thing about looking at your decisions as the biggest decision of your life. One is the good thing is that you give it your full attention. You understand it, you give it as much comprehension as possible, and you put your entire mindset into it. Now, the bad part about that is that when you do that, you sometimes forget, and you get so caught up into it that you are so engulfed in that you don't know exactly what's going on anymore. You look at all the different decisions. So that's why one of the things that I do is I sit down with my friends and my family, regardless if it is a big, whether I think it's a big decision or not, I sit down and I talk to them and I say, okay, these are the things that I'm thinking about. These are the different options that I have. If you were me, what would your decision be? because they are from an outsider's perspective and they might see things differently because they have a different line of sight. So that is one thing that I do. And that's what I did before, and that's something that I will continue to do until the end of my days, really.
And I think also the importance of like community is something that you really get to value when you're an adult, because you're gonna have to make big decisions, and asking for help from your friends and family and even people who have gone through and made the same, I think kind of the same circumstance that you were in, like if you need to make a decision of moving out of the country or moving to a new house or having a baby, you can actually talk to someone that has gone through and made that decision in their past life, in the past few years that you've known them, and you can ask them like, what were the pros and cons that you personally went through when you made that decision? So I think you're so right in saying that community and asking your friends and your family and talking about it, because sometimes, you know, talking about what you're going through and the decision that you have to make kind of reveals more things to you than just having it in your head. That's why your Ted Mosby thing of writing things down and, you know, knowing all the pros and cons and getting that yellow pad paper is actually a really good advice and a really good thing, because the way that we write and the way that we talk is also the way that we think. And sometimes our thinking is stifled if we don't use the talking and the writing as tools to actually understand ourselves and the situation better.
Yeah, and it's funny because when you're talking to somebody, and I know we've all been here before, when you're talking to somebody and they're bringing up points and counterpoints about some one of the options that you have, you will catch yourself more, whether it is agreeing with them or trying to go against what they're saying. And that really reveals what you really want on the inside, the one thing that you really, really want to do, the option that you are really going for. I remember that because I was having a conversation with my brother, and I was talking to him about whether I should buy the car or buy a house. And he was telling me, you know, you should buy a house and yada, yada, yada. And I could hear myself arguing that I should get a car. And he was like, see, you already made up your mind without even listening to other people yet. So try and step away. Try and understand the other arguments, and then you will then understand where you want to go. Now, if you really still do want to get a car, then that's what you're going to do. But don't close your mind based specifically on what you thought was the right decision from the get-go. Listen, be open, and then from there, make your decision. When you are making a decision, and like when you were thinking about the house, were there things that, now that you're there, when you look back at it now, it's like, man, I didn't think about that.
Not really, because you know me, I try to cover all bases whenever I need to make a decision. And it, funny enough, my last episode of Adulting with Joy Spring last week was actually about this, but more of how to deal with big transitions in your life. And I talked about one of the things, the first thing that I do when I have to deal with big transitions in my life is I actually prepare for it. So I do my research, you know, I try to make sure that I cover all bases. I ask all the difficult questions, and I had to ask difficult questions like, can I afford this? Because we wanted to buy a house initially, but we were like, okay, when we started assessing things financially, it wasn't the best idea to do. Emotionally, spiritually, physically, and just circumstantially, it wasn't also the best idea, because I had no idea if I would love living in the South. So I didn't want to make that big decision and have buyer's regret. So I think I covered all those bases. And when I think about making big decisions, that's one of the things that you also, if you're listening to this podcast right now, have to consider. Like, you have to start asking yourself the difficult questions. Like, yes. What could go wrong? For example, for us, why did we decide on renting first instead of buying? Because we are in the middle of the pandemic. And honestly, even if work right now is good, we don't know how the world will look like in the next 6 to 12 months. So do we want to be tied down to a really long and big commitment of paying mortgage when there's a pandemic? The answer is no, right? Can you afford it? How much money do you have in the bank? Another is your family willing to visit you in Santa Rosa? Or is your best friend willing to visit you where you live, right? I mean, it's true.
I don't know.
That's why we considered, are we being considerate also of the people that we love? Like, because if our relationships with our family and friends are important to us, then those are the things that we have to consider. So ask yourself, what are the things that are important to you, and will they be, I guess, catapulted into abyss of nowhere and of difficulty if you make this decision? What are the repercussions of the decisions that you'll be making, and can you deal with those repercussions? Like, if you think about moving out of a country or changing your career or changing your job, ask yourself, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to get out of your comfort zone, not see your family probably in the next 5 years, start off somewhere where you absolutely know nobody and absolutely know nothing about that place? Are you willing to, if you are willing to deal with the circumstances and the possibilities of making that decision, then you'll be better prepared. I'm not saying that you can always prepare for the things that will be happening to you and that you'll always be in control, but what I'm saying is, by putting these things together in your head, you kind of have an idea and a gauge on what you can and can't do. So
yeah, and I guess that is where I wanted to go with next is, I agree with you completely. Don't be afraid to ask the difficult questions. If you don't ask yourself the difficult questions, nobody else will. And you need to be honest with yourself with these questions. You need to ask yourself, am I doing this because I need to do this, or am I doing this because I want to do this? Like, I wanted a new car. I didn't need a new car. I wanted one. But I needed a house. I needed a place that was my own, a place that I could, you know, plant my feet in, plant my roots, and have my own place to live and not just be renting and throwing. Because I was living there for like 4 years. So, I mean, it was like literally just throwing that money away. I needed to make a decision that was better for me. Now, was it exactly what I wanted in that moment? No, but 3-4 years later, here I am thinking, you know what? I needed to make that. And now I look back at it and say, yeah, that was really the best decision to go. Now, when all of this happens and you have these very difficult conversations with yourself, I agree with Joyce. It's going to get very uncomfortable. You are stepping out of your comfort zone. You are making yourself very, very vulnerable. Do I quit this job where I am very comfortable, that I've been here for 2-3 years, that I've had my career this way, but it's not going the way that I wanted to anymore? Are you willing to be uncomfortable for something that you need? Or are you just going to be comfortable with something that you can live with? That's the kind of conversation. Now, always remember, every bit of growth comes with pain, and every bit of growth comes with uncomfortability. You need to go through that to complete your growth, to complete all of that direction, that new direction that you want to go in, for the betterment of yourself and the betterment of everyone around you. Because when you are growing, the people around you will grow. And Joyce, I understand that you made this move. Do you think that this is something that you deep down know is very uncomfortable, but you know it's necessary for your growth?
Absolutely. It's really uncomfortable because my family is not in this area, you know. My work is not in this area. My lifestyle is not in this area. I can't just order food that I want from my favorite restaurants because it's not in this area. I have to like book a special kind of courier system when I need to send out something to my assistant or to my management, because wow. I'm not living in Metro Manila anymore. Seriously, like with adulting with Joyce putting journal, I have to sign stuff and like have a special courier bring it to them, because literally it's an out of Metro Manila delivery. Mm-hmm. So it is an uncomfortable move, an uncomfortable decision. But you're right. When you know what your big goal is, what your big why is, and what the purpose of that decision is, you will understand that repercussions and the consequences and the difficulties and the challenges are all worth it. And when you think about it, honestly, any decision that we make in our lives always will have negative and positive repercussions. It's just a matter of how you deal with it. Look, even if I stayed in the condo and had a comfortable life where I could just send out things and still live in the way that I wanted to, there was still a repercussion of not having enough space. So you just have to weigh those things. What are the things that you're willing to deal with, and what are the things that you are no longer willing to deal with? And I just weigh those things. So it is tough, but yun na nga, you have to realize that there will always be a transitionary period and a birthing pain period where you have to deal with uncomfortable situations. But it gets better with anything. Like,
yes,
every decision that I've ever made in my life, whether it was leaving radio or, you know, doing more digital or traveling or whatever it was, any this or a breakup even, right?
Or not doing anything at all. Like decision to not do anything.
Exactly. It's always hard. It's always hard to make a decision. Kasi parang, especially if you're the type of person that considers everything and looks at everything from a bigger perspective, you always see that there are so many things that could go wrong. But guess what? That's kind of what life is. Things mm-hmm. go wrong. Things get out of our hands. So you just got to prepare yourself to the best of your abilities and then hope to God that it won't kill you. You know, that's it.
That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. I mean, whether you do something or you don't, it's just all about trying to make sure that you can live with the decisions that you make. I always told myself when I was growing up, who you are is a compilation of the decisions that you did or did not make. Whether your decision to listen to this kind of music or that kind of music, it changes who you are. So we are now in a point, especially in our lives, those that are listening to this, whether you are just starting to, you know, reach this adulting stage in your life, or you have been here for a while and your adulting options and your adulting choices are so much more felt and rippling across so many different lives. It's just about what you can live with. And that is what is important. Now, if you can live with stunting your growth and you are okay with your comfortable and with how comfortable you are in your life right now, then so be it. You know, that is your way. But if you are still looking for growth, always make sure that it comes with pain. It comes with being uncomfortable. But at the end, like what Joyce says, you will power through it and you will be the person that you are meant to be.
Ganda nun. Pwede ka mag-motivational speaker, ah.
Fairness. Pwede ka mag-podcast, no?
Pwede ka may podcast. Alam mo, parang feeling ko pwede ka mag-host.
Ay, pwede. Pwedeng pwede. Pwedeng
pwede. Konti na lang. Konting practice pa. Maybe that's the next big decision that you need to make.
You know what? If there is any talent managers out there looking for a host, potential bagong-bago, no? Ano? Fresh out the oven. Oh, may asim pa ako, no? You guys can tweet us at Joyce Ring, at Aaron Ataide, at Shot of Sanity. That wraps up another episode of the show. It was so nice to talk to you again, Parts. And I'm so happy that you made this decision. I'm so happy that you are stepping out of your comfort zone, because you are... I never pegged you as a person that was afraid to step out of your comfort zone for growth, but you would always have something along the way that would keep you comfortable, whether that would be Wancho, whether that would be Bowie, or that would be the guitar that is sitting behind you. There's always something that will make you comfortable, and that's what you cling on to keep your sanity. So I wish you the best of luck, and I am so happy for you, Parts.
Love you. Thank you. Love you too. Come visit soon.
I will try and slot it in my my calendar, and if that ride takes more than 45 minutes like you said, I'm turning back.
Sobrang walang kwenta. Uuwi na 45 minutes.
45 na nakikita.
May 15 pa, uuwi na ako.
Nakikita ko na yung gate mo, 47 na ngayon. Ayoko na, uwi na ako. Ayoko na.
Sobrang walang
kwenta. So until we can record a Shot of Sanity episode together, we'll see you guys again next time. For Joyce, I'm Aaron. Peace and love.
Paalam!